mic's on. He's ready to go. On the Fan, New York Sports Radio. Mic's on, mic's on. He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the ninth day of the month of January. Before you know it, it'll be sliding right by. I mean, that's where we are as we head towards a divisional playoff weekend. The real story, the only story in this town right this moment, is the Jet head coaching job. That's the one everyone's talking about. That's the one that's on everybody's tongue as the jobs have filtered away and they continue to move away. Now the only jobs open are the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bengals. Fangio goes to Denver. Kitchens, as expected, to Cleveland. Bowles now has to decide between going with Arians or, I guess, the Bears have made a more lucrative offer to keep him, to have him replace Fangio with in Detroit, in Chicago. So Todd Bowles winds up a hot property, as we told you he would as defensive coordinator, either with Tampa or with Chicago. The question is, what are the Jets going to do? And this is an unusual case here now, because the rank and file, the fan base, and I'd say most of the media want Mike McCarthy. They've made that pretty clear. Mike McCarthy's a very legitimate candidate, no question about it. He's the only candidate you're going to have here. You're going to say he has, you know, has that kind of record, has 8 division titles, has a Super Bowl. Now, some have tried to downgrade that performance in recent years and also, you know, call into question some of the stuff he's done during games in his career. You could do that for almost any coach. We know that. Now, McCarthy's come out and even made it pretty clear after the reports last weekend that he might be out of the job, which were erroneous. Now he's pretty much, or it's leaked out that it's the only job he'll consider. Well, there's not anything else really open except Miami. And Cincinnati doesn't hire expensive coaches. So the one thing here is the Jets are not jumping. While they hear the fan base, they see the media, they're not jumping. McCarthy's made it very clear he wants a job. He's not jumping, which tells you that there's either an opposition that's strong inside the building to him, or there's a division inside the building, and there's other candidates. There are a lot of rumblings going on about other candidates being in play. Rule's name gets a lot of mention in the last 18 hours. Now, he's going to be there's going to be screams if he gets a job, because his resume is not impressive. He's coached 1 year in the NFL. He did a nice, really good job at Temple. Really good job. But then he went to Baylor and lost 11 games his first year, and he's 8-17 in 2 years in Baylor. That's it. That's his career as a head coach. 2 years at Temple, 2 years at Baylor. 8-17 at Baylor. 1 year in the NFL. That year with the Giants. Other than that, he's been a college coach. New York guy. Tough sell. And the other assistants, tough sell. Gase, less of a tough sell, but still tough sell when you compare it to McCarthy. And you can tell. And here's where it comes down to. Are the Jets going to give their community what it wants, or are they going to oppose that and not give him what he wants? Because clearly, McCarthy's going to be greeted by 90% of the fans and the media with acclamation. They're going to be happy. And anything else is going to be torn apart. You can see that a mile away. Now, does that mean the Jets go with the tide? Is that what they really want? I personally don't know. McCagden's very tight-lipped. He always is. I don't know who knows Chris Johnson well. I sure don't. So inside that organization right now, it's not leaking like it usually does. and we're not sure where they are. Do we find out today? Do we find out tomorrow? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But this is the drama that's playing out right now. And clearly, a lot of the media has tried to, if they can, exert pressure on the Jets, although I don't believe that they'll succumb to that pressure. I think they'll pick the guy they want. The question is it McCarthy? And I don't know. You would think he'd be an easy choice. The question is, what's the drawback? I don't know. Does he want too much money? Does he want too much power? Is there some mix that doesn't fit? I mean, or is there a candidate who just knocked their socks off? We'll have to wait and find out. As we said, Kitchens, Baker Mayfield got the guy he wanted. Kitchens goes. Fangio. And you know what? Fangio and Kubiak will probably do a really good job. Fangio waited a lifetime to get a chance. I feel kind of happy for him that he got a chance. He's not young. He's been around forever. He's been a lifer. Been in the league 3 decades, and he finally gets a chance. So good for him. Good for him. Kingsbury's 39, no coaching experience, a losing record as a Texas Tech head coach, no NFL experience, 39 years old. In the old days, that guy couldn't have got a job in the NFL if his life depended on it. But that's how much it's changed. Now, because he rubbed elbows with Mahomes, he gets the head coaching job. LaFleur gets the job with a very thin resume. Kingsbury gets the job with a very thin resume. So that's where we are right now. And that'll be obviously the big story today. The other thing, St. John's last night's plays Villanova. And for the second time, St. John's leads a game on the road, almost start to finish, and then gets beat late. This time it was by a team that knows how to win, a team that has a championship pedigree and still has a couple of guys from that team. And one of them last night was obviously the difference in the game as Booth went off, made the big plays, made the big trays, and St. John's loses another tough one. I mean, led it by a big number early. Got behind, got hit with the run, got back in front comfortably, and then tried to take it home and couldn't get it done and dropped a 5-point decision to Villanova as Booth made big play after big play and made some really big shots. And hey, St. John's has to learn how to win that game. Villanova has been winning that game for a decade. That's the difference. It's not any more complicated than that. It really isn't. St. John's lost 2 of those in recent weeks. I agree they got jobbed at Seton Hall. They got a bad call. But remember, they had a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to play. They missed a bunch of free throws, had some bad possessions. And they stole the Georgetown game because, let's be honest, Georgetown had that game won. Georgetown turned the ball over late, took bad shots to turn the ball over. Otherwise, they don't win that game. St. John's forced it to overtime and then won it in overtime. So that was a good win. So they kind of traded their win, the game. They traded the loss they should have had in Georgetown probably for the win at Villanova they could easily have had. And come away 1-1 on the trip, which won't kill them. But they got to get past this kind of game. If it's going to be a season, anything more than just a okay season, if it's going to be more than just a season where they, and listen, making the tournament will be a big deal. It's been a long time coming. But if it's going to be more than that, if this year is going to be more than that, then they're going to have to start winning these games. So that's the other story. But the overriding one on this day, before we sink our teeth, and we will more and more in the next couple of days, into these what should be really entertaining divisional playoff games, the story is front and center. Jets, and will they or won't they? And that's the question right now. Will they or won't they hire Mike McCarthy? Back after this.